This is the CSIS Global Health Interview Series at www.smartglobalhealth.org.
We're here today with Gaudenz Silversmith, a visiting fellow with the CSIS Global Health Policy Center and Assistant Secretary for International Affairs in the Swiss Ministry of Health. Gaudenz, what do you think is the biggest challenge in global health today?
Today, I would say there are three challenges: the current financial crisis, refocusing on the health system, and global health governance. Starting with the financial crisis, it's really the challenge to avoid losing all the achievements of the last years in global health and to avoid doing the same mistake which was done 30 years ago through in the petroleum crisis, then in the oil crisis, where we were losing the advantages of Alma-Ata. We should not do that mistake again, but continue to invest in global health. Health systems is the new focus, and the challenge will be how can we strengthen health system and make it interact with the successful part of the vertical programs such as the ones on AIDS, on malaria, or on TB. Finally, on global health governance, the global health governance landscape has really become crowded. While WHO, the World Health Organization, used to be the major player, we now have the Global Fund on AIDS, Tuberculosis and Malaria, we have the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, we have UNAIDS, we have the World Bank and many other major players, and we have to find ways to make them interact and collaborate better.
You have proposed creating a Committee C of the World Health Assembly. What would a Committee C do, and why do you think it's necessary?
I'm not sure if a Committee C is necessary, but I'm sure that improving global health governance is absolutely necessary. There is a minimalistic possibility, which is already done now through what is called the Health 8, the H8, the informal collaboration of the 8 major global health actors. There is a maximum possibility, like what is proposed by Larry Gostin from Georgetown, a framework convention on global health, or basically redoing the whole global health governance. Or there is an intermediate proposal, which was our proposal of creating a Committee C of WHO, which would mean to find a way of having other actors participate in the deliberations of the World Health Assembly in a meaningful way. That means that you take those who are de facto doing global health really at the table. That the question is how to get the Global Fund at the table for discussion, how to get the Gates Foundation, how to get the bilaterals at the table, and having meaningful interaction while fully respecting their way of decision-making.
And how would a Committee C change the operations of the World Health Organization?
From my point of view, the strength is that we could get there without having to change the WHO constitution. It would have to be a change in the rules of procedure of the World Health Assembly, but not in the constitution. It would introduce, besides the Committee A on technical matters and the Committee B on administrative and financial matters, a third committee on partnership, on interaction, where you would have similar as you have now the debates, but would upgrade the mode of participation of other global health actors.
This has been a CSIS Global Health Policy Center podcast at www.smartglobalhealth.org.